This webcast is made possible in part by support from the listener members of the Classical Network, WWFM and WWFM.org. Thank you for your support.
Hello, and welcome to Sounds Choral, an exploration of the rich traditions of choral music of all genres, eras, and nations. I'm your host today, Stephen Sametz. I'm the Ronald J. Ulrich Chair of Choral Music at Lehigh University, where I'm the Director of Choral Activities, and I also have the honor to be the Artistic Director of the all-professional chamber choir, the Princeton Singers. We're still in a downtime for choirs around the world, but thankfully we can still enjoy a treasury of recorded choral music. It's not the same as being in a choir, but it reminds us how much choral music means to so many of us as performers and listeners. Choral music creates community, and what better time to celebrate what brings us together than this season of Thanksgiving. For this Thanksgiving holiday program, we'll be listening to music made in America, and what better way to begin than with a work by Aaron Copland, perhaps the most recognizably 20th century American voice. This is his arrangement of the Shaker tune, The Simple Gifts, recorded by the Seattle-based chorus, The Tudor Choir, under the direction of Doug Fullington. That was The Simple Gifts, a Shaker tune arranged by Aaron Copland, and the melody may be familiar to Copland fans, since he also incorporated it into his very famous Appalachian Spring. We heard it in a performance by the Tudor Choir, a Seattle-based choir under the direction of Doug Fullington. I'm your host, Stephen Sametz. We're listening to a program of Thanksgiving. We don't always hear a lot of music for treble choirs on Sounds Choral, and I'd like to continue with a piece of mine for treble singers. The Thanksgiving story is open to interpretation, depending on your viewpoint, whether you are looking at it from the story of immigrant settlers coming to new land, or from the perspective of Native Americans, wondering just what these newcomers were all about. So it seems fitting to include a text today from Indigenous American sources. In 2003, I was approached by Rita Cortez, then director of the Lower Macungie Middle School in Macungie, Pennsylvania, and she wanted me to write a piece when one of the school's students was suddenly taken ill and passed away. The community was in shock. Many ways were suggested of honoring his memory, assemblies, planting a tree, a memorial book. It was Ms. Cortez and her students who came up with the idea of commissioning a piece to the Inuit text, Perhaps They Are Not Stars, which they sent to me. They premiered this work with over 200 students singing it in a concert in May of 2003. I would just like to read the text. For me, writing for a children's choir, this Inuit text seemed to capture the innocence we all feel, child or adult alike, looking up at a star-filled sky. And maybe at that moment, we experience a sense of something larger than ourselves, something to be thankful for, either in our lives now or for those we've lost. The text reads, "Perhaps they are not stars, but rather openings to heaven, where the love of our lost ones pours through and shines down on us." This is a performance of Perhaps They Are Not Stars by the Lehigh University Treble Choir Dolce under my direction with Eileen Wesko, pianist. That was a performance of my Perhaps They Are Not Stars, a piece I wrote in 2003 to a native Inuit text. We're listening to songs of gratitude and thanksgiving from America today on Sounds Choral. I'm your host, Stephen Sametz. As I mentioned earlier, the Thanksgiving story may look a little different depending on where you come from or which seat at the table you happen to have. America means a lot of different things to different people. But I think we can all be thankful for the idea that we are in a country where freedom of speech is a guarantee of the Constitution. A few years ago, I wrote a piece that was designed as a satire of political speech. It begins with a soloist bloviating about something of great consequence to him, and he is soon countered by another arguer, and then another, and then a whole community of people with opinions. The only proviso of the piece is that the singers have to express all their passions using the nonsense syllables zinga. I've always staged this piece, so you can see the factions rising and falling as the discussions become more heated. You'll have to imagine that action as we listen now to the discussion developing musically over the course of this short work, and I wish you all harmony in your own upcoming holiday discussions. Zing zing a ding 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 zing zing a ding 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 zing zing a ding 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 zing zing a ding 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 zing zing a 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 ding ding zing. Zing zing a ding ding ding, digga digga zing zing a ding ding ding, digga digga zing zing a digga ding ding, digga digga zing a digga digga ding ding, zing zing. That was a performance of a satirical piece of mine entitled Zinga, and if you missed the opening intro to that, suffice it to say that it's a piece about being able to express your opinion, whether or not you really have anything to say. I'm Stephen Sammons, your host today on Sounds Choral, and we're listening to music made in America, some of it about America. I'd like to play one more short work of mine, which addresses the need we have to come together as a nation, particularly at this time of Thanksgiving. The text is from a speech of Robert Kennedy's and was written after the death of Martin Luther King Jr., but I think it speaks to the current divisiveness we are encountering today in our country. The text of Kennedy runs, "Let us carry out that dream to heal the divisions that exist so deeply in our country, to remove the stain of bloodshed from our land, to understand and to comprehend, to replace violence with compassion and love. Let us tame the savageness of men and make gentle the life of this world. Let us dedicate our lives to that and say a prayer for our country and for our people." This is Let Us Carry Out That Dream in a performance by the Lehigh University Glee Club under my direction.
From our land to all.
That was Let Us Carry Out That Dream, a piece of mine on a text of Robert Kennedy Jr., performed by the Men's Glee Club of Lehigh University. I'm Stephen Sametz, your host today on Sounds Choral. We go on to the major work of this hour, Randall Thompson's The Peaceable Kingdom. Randall Thompson was inspired by a painting of Edward Hicks, of a child safely surrounded by wild animals, that Hicks had painted in 1820. Hicks, who trained as a sign, coach, and ornamental painter, was also a Quaker preacher, and he made over 100 versions of this painting, which was inspired by the lines in the book of Isaiah, "The wolf also shall dwell with the lamb, and the leopard shall lie down with the kid, and the calf and the young lion and fatling together, and a little child shall lead them." Randall Thompson saw the painting when it was acquired by the Worcester Art Museum in the 1930s. To create a libretto for his cantata, he read all 66 chapters of the Book of Isaiah and chose texts. There is a narrative arc to the 8 movements of the Peaceable Kingdom. The first idea seems reassuring. Say to the righteous, it shall be well with them. But there follows a rather long list of woes which will beset the wicked. In the third movement, we hear all kinds of calamities, and in the fourth, rather well-known movement, we are told to howl as the day of the Lord draws near, and that the paper reeds by the brook will wither away. Fortunately, the work rises above this dismal warning, and at last we are told to go forth with joy, that it was foretold from all time, that ye shall have a song, and gladness of heart, and ascend the mountain of the Lord. This is Randall Thompson's choral cantata from 1936, The Peaceable Kingdom, in a performance by the American Repertory Singers, Leo Nestor, director.
Thank you.
That was Randall Thompson's choral cantata from 1936, The Peaceable Kingdom, in a recording by the American Repertory Singers, directed by Leo Nestor. I'm Stephen Sametz, your host today on Sounds Choral, and we're listening to some American music as we head into Thanksgiving. Stephen Paulus is certainly one of the best-known voices of the 20th and 21st centuries. A composer of opera, oratorio, and many works for choir, his Road Home captures for many the essence of why we love choral music. Written to a Southern harmony tune with words by Michael Dennis Brown, Paulus arranged the tune and words as a commission from Dale Warland Singers in 2001. It speaks to the heart of our choral sense of community with the words, "There is no such beauty as where we belong." I'm sure many of us miss that belonging of being in a choir right now, and we look forward to a time when we can sing together again. This is a performance by the commissioning ensemble, the Dale Warland Singers, of Stephen Paulus's The Road Home. That was a performance of Stephen Paulus's The Road Home, the Dale Warland Singers, with Dale Warland conducting. A few weeks back, I played some lighter works I recorded with the Princeton Singers, and there were so many kind remarks about people who enjoyed them, so I thought I'd like to finish up today's edition of Sounds Choral with some other lighter works in performance by the Princeton Singers. The Princeton Singers has been part of the international choral scene for over 35 years, and shows the versatility and repertoire from the Middle Ages to the present, with many new works composed for them. So on the lighter side now, I'd like to share first a tune of Harry Connick Jr.'s We Are in Love, which I arranged for a cappella choir, here performed by the Princeton Singers, with the late, great Alan Champion taking the baritone solo. You'll hear that the soloist character comes through right at the start. I know you so well that you're caught up in love with me. He's as much taken with himself as whomever he's singing to, and letting them know just how irresistible he is. The second piece is an arrangement of Stephen Sondheim's song Losing My Mind from his 1971 musical Follies. This is a performance I led with the Princeton Singers, featuring John Piccolini, tenor soloist.
The sound of your voice, if you're really in love with me.
Wow.
And you are.
Wow.
And you are. You know I can't lie. When I say to you, baby, I love you, then baby, I love you. Oh, and I do. And I do. Can it be that's a phrase you thought never would faze you? Oh, baby, you better hold on tight. 'Cause I'm the one you're supposed to kneel down and propose. Well, all right. Oh, I might. So when I kiss you goodnight, just sleep tight with the thought that you'll always be caught up in love with me. And you'll dream that the stars up above have the answer of whether we'll be or whether we won't be in love. Well, we are. We are. I do. Can it be that's a phrase you thought never would faze you? Well, baby, you better hold on tight. 'Cause I'm the one you're supposed to kneel down and propose. Well, all right. Oh, I might. So when I kiss you goodnight, just sleep tight with the thought that you'll always be caught up in love with me. And you'll dream that the stars up above have the answer of whether we'll be or whether we won't be in love. Well, we are. We are. Who we are. Girl.
You've been listening to two pieces from American popular music, Harry Connick Jr.'s We Are in Love and Stephen Sondheim's Losing My Mind, as sung by the Princeton Singers under my direction. We're going to finish up today with another piece of Americana for the Thanksgiving season. This is an American folk song, Shenandoah, an arrangement I did for the Princeton Singers a few years back. I'm Stephen Sametz, and it's been my pleasure to host this edition of Sounds Choral. I wish you peace and good health at this Thanksgiving season, and I hope next Thanksgiving will find us all at concerts and at each other's homes, sharing in person. Sounds Choral is produced at the studios of WWFM, the classical network. David Ozenberg, producer. I'm your host, Stephen Sametz. You can listen to any recent Sounds Choral program by going to our website, wwfm.org, and clicking on Classical and Webcasts. You can also support programming like this with a donation in membership at our website. Thanks so much for listening. Sounds Choral is an exclusive production of the award-winning Classical Network and WWFM.org.